Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's March 23rd, 2022, and we're doing gentle group healing. So let me just, actually, I'm going to check something that doesn't need to be on the recording to see who's here that might be new. So we'll pause the recording for a second. So if anyone here is new, if you're doing one of our calls for the first time, please type yes in the chat. Or if that's not everyone knows how to do that, I've also allowed unmuting for a second. So if you are new and aren't familiar with our basic opening, either unmute yourself and say, I'm new, or type yes in the chat. And that'll let me know how to proceed. Last call to let us know if you're new and need a little more guidance on our process. All right, looks like everyone's familiar. So we will proceed with less explanation. All right. Alrighty. So since there is no one who's new, we'll be able to do this in a more streamlined way. So I'm going to open by calling the Mesa and the allies. As I do this, as always, I invite you to relax and just feel the energy moving in your body. Passively, or else if you don't feel that, just passive breath awareness. As always, my two requests for live events that are energetic, please make this the only thing you're doing. And please, if you have to leave early, ask the allies to ease you out of the field. All right, so I invite you to close your eyes and just start feeling. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Kwechi, Kwechi. Actually, I'm going to do that again because I missed one of them. Let's do it again. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwi. That's better. I call myself to myself. I call on my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. I normally call Spirit Song's higher self, but she's actually live on the call, so no need for that. Thanks for being here, darling. I call Amma the Hugging Saint. We call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Otter, Fox, Falcon, Hawk, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I want to check in with Spirit Song to see if she would like to call in any of her allies. Unmuting is allowed, Spirit Song. If you want to unmute and call allies, then feel free to jump in.
To the angels and guides who are with all of us all the time, when we're aware of you and when we're not. Call to Oya and Oya Sere, and to the beautiful sea creatures in the waters who are here with us, dolphins and whales, playful otters, thank you for your medicine. We are so grateful for all of you. Especially feel the presence of Guan Yin, Mother of Compassion, here with us tonight as we do this gentle healing. I'm feeling the beautiful presence of the hummingbirds with us, and all kinds of birds here in the spring singing their songs, or in the autumn, if you're in the southern hemisphere, singing another kind of song, but with us here in beauty and in grace, and we are grateful.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yes.
Okay, and if anyone else has allies I'd like to call, we'll do that silently. I mean, y'all can say it out loud or think it, but we're going to leave a moment for anyone else to bring in any allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. And allies, we ask now that a container is placed around this beautiful energy to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. And with that in place, we now welcome any other allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. So bring him in if you want. Energy's feeling better and better. We'll leave a moment longer for additional allies. All right, if that feels good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. All right. So next we're going to do embodied awakening. So you know the drill. And if perchance you don't, just keep up with me and you'll do just fine. So in a moment, we'll speak to our higher selves and call in embodied awakening. First, just feel your body as it is now. Chances are it feels a little different already just because of the energies that have come in. So just get your baseline real quick. How does your body and energy field feel? Okay. So if you wish, repeat after me to call your higher self to merge with you as much as serves highest good, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and go passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively notice what it's doing. If you do not feel that, simply feel your breath come and go on its own. Please don't use any intention or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, feel what's happening. If at any point you get distracted, don't fight it, don't try to change it, just let it be as it is. And treat it as an uninvited guest. Let it be in the background. Return your attention to feeling energy or breath. If the distraction persists, that's fine. Just let it do its thing in the background. You keep your attention in the foreground on the sensation. And if you want to make sure you're using the least effort to get this done, which is optimal, then go to zero effort and see if at zero effort you still feel the energy or the breath. And if that's not enough to feel it, add barely enough effort back to feel energy or breath again. Use the least effort needed to have that awareness. Yeah, a lot of us are going into embodied awakening now. The way you know you're there is that there's simultaneously all the following true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That lets you know your higher self has merged fully with your human self, at least at a basic level. It always can get better. But that's, even at the beginning, the baseline experience. So stay really passive, just let the energy move. If you're already in embodied awakening and stable there, just relax and enjoy that. Your presence there helps everybody else. And as always, you're going to be just as helpful to this process if you're on the recording as on the live event, because each event we do is held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space. You can participate just as fully years after the initial event. So time doesn't matter. Just your presence and attention matter here. Okay, so you don't have to get all the way to embodied awakening to continue. So as far as you've gotten is fine. So allies, we come for gentle group healing. And I now ask that each person hearing my voice who is participating in this live or via recording now receive that healing that serves their highest good as gently as gets the job done. Thank you, allies. Allies, will leave the details to you. So humans, the energies are coming in now. So your job is to relax and remain fully passive. Trust me when I tell you that any effort from your ego, the things I said earlier, any willpower, any effort, any visualizing will not help you. They will in fact slow this process down, because the way this process works is the human calls it in, becomes absolutely passive, and leaves everything to the skill, wisdom, and potency of the higher self and the allies. So please let your ego just rest and simply hold awareness. You may feel during times intensity in certain areas. One of the beauties of this process, it's not allowed to overwhelm you. In all the years I've done this, I've never got a single report of overwhelm. I don't think I ever will. Your higher self will not let that happen. So you can relax and trust that you're in safe process. You can relax fully, and whatever is happening, you can experience it completely with no filter. So if nothing in particular is drawing your attention in the process, just hold gentle awareness of your whole body. Somatic is the optimal focus. If there's thoughts and imagery swirling around from time to time, that's okay. That's natural, but please don't focus on those. I believe you will get the most bang for your buck if you keep your attention on the feeling in the body. And if you become aware of energy body and process are happening there, then keep your focus on the feeling in the energy body. Wherever the action is, wherever the sensation is, physical or etheric, hold your attention there. And please don't help anywhere beyond that. Just simple attention is all the ego needs to do. It may get a little intense. Again, we asked for the gentlest healing that will get the job done, but we told them to get the job done. So it may still get intense from time to time, but we're asking for the maximum gentleness that will get the job done. So just relax. There may be periods of silence now. Everyone obviously is having their own unique experience, but if I feel strong experiences, that will be mirrored in my body that what a lot of people are experiencing in the same moment. I may share some of those. If you're having a different experience, just ignore what I'm saying. Go with your own experience. Please never shift what's happening to you to try to match my words. Just go with what's happening for you. You're going to get your own perfectly customized experience. And if you, on the archive, play this recording more than once, you will have a different experience every time you do this. You're never the same person coming back. You cannot step into the same river twice. Okay. Just relax. Feel energy if you feel it. Otherwise, feel breath come and go on its own. Relax into the process. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you cry or vocalize or need to move your body in a certain way, that's all fine. Let the body do what it's inspired to do, if at all possible, as long as nobody gets hurt. If you feel heavy energy exiting your hands or your feet, that's perfectly normal. That's a good thing, and you're feeling the heavy stuff clearing out of your field. It can leave other ways too. Sometimes the heavy energy just transmutes to love and light right there in your body. Don't direct any of this, just feel whatever's happening spontaneously. If you find yourself trying to do something, getting proactive from ego, as soon as you notice, if you'll just stop, the allies will jump right back in the moment you stop. That's why you don't want to be proactive with your ego during this process. You'll push the allies away. They'll have to honor your free will choice to try to do it yourself from ego. And I promise your ego will never do it as well as these beautiful divine beings can. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, flor si tangi oloroso, altai ni to tranquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri, altai ni to tranquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, flor si tangi oloroso, cielo, cielo, flor si tangi oloroso, altai ni to tranquoi sito, shungoi shungoi ariri, altai ni to tranquoi sito, shungoi Shungui Shunguhiyari. Cielo, cielo, ayo, wasca. Flor, si, tangi, oloroso. Cielo, cielo, Lord, see, tongue, oloroso. Altai nito, tronquoisito. Shungoi shungo hiyariri. Altai nito tronquoi sito. Shungoi shungoi. Yari.
sestrayitas mama. En tus ojos de guay infinita, se baña las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Tus ojos de guay infinita, se baña las estrellitas, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita, se baña las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita, se baña las estrellitas, mamá. Ojos de guay infinito, se baña las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita, se baña las estrellitas, mamá. En tus ojos de guay infinita, se baña las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. zon agua de cielo mamá. Come accord is on agua de cielo mamá.
Thank you. Just relax into this sweet, altered state. Relax as the altered state deepens. Let it come to you. Okay, we're starting to ground a little bit more. I can feel our physical bodies becoming a larger part of the mix here. The allies will transfer as much higher consciousness as possible into your physical body. So remember that this can be a both and rather than an either or. Just relax to see how much of that divine bliss you can continue holding once you're fully present back in your physical body. Sweet energy right there. Thank you, allies. Yeah, just feel how your body feels. Mine feels radically different than when we started this call. Just feel it now. Don't get all verbal or wordy. Just feel it. Just have the somatic experience of your own body right now. Okay, I'm feeling pretty stable in my own body. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else who needs to ground in a little bit more. All right. I'm going to close the container and then we'll open it up for feedback. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocha Hina. Klichi. Thank you, Alash, for this beautiful experience. Thank you for giving us the gentlest healing that serves highest good. And of course, you can't have an effective healing without an enhanced awakening. So thank you for the deeper divine consciousness as well. Thank you, Alash. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Alash, those of you who you're working with, the humans you're working with, please remain with them for as long as it serves the human's highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, that closes the container. So if you need to leave, you can leave. If you'd like to hang around and ask questions or make comments, give feedback, that's all good too. Unmuting is now available. Just unmute yourself if you want to talk. That's obvious how to do on the computer. You just hit the little microphone icon. If you're on the phone, *6 will do that. You're also welcome to type in the chat window if you prefer. The floor is open for feedback, and if it doesn't come right away, we can just enjoy this amazing energy until it does. Looks like we went pretty deep this time. Well, if there's no feedback, we'll just close it up. So last call for anyone who'd like to unmute and say something or ask a question or would like to type in chat. Deanna, hi.
Hi. I just want to say thanks for holding space. It for me, it was very gentle and I faded in and out. And it was much needed. So I really appreciate it.
Good. I'm so glad, Deanna. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Now we got some typing. Brian says, very grateful. Much thanks. My body feels much lighter. Renate says, thank you. That was wonderful. Starla says, so soothing tonight. I had waves of calm washing through my body. Thank you so much, Benjamin. Good. That all sounds good. Anyone else have anything they'd like to type or say? Joanne, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say when you started that ayahuasca song, it was just like a shock, like electric shock. Like it would probably look like a lightning bolt or something.
Wow.
Running up my left arm, it was like, woo, like intense. You know, it was like, and then you... Then you went to another song, and then it felt like an IV infusion kind of thing. It's like that. it felt like it just like that pumped into my arm, you know, like something was infused into me.
Oh.
And it gave me a whole nother sensation.
Oh.
And there were like, I would call them waves of energy or something that would go into me. It felt like, I don't know.
Good.
The third thing you were, I wasn't sure what you were doing, but it was so soft. I couldn't really feel it. I don't know if it was you're not doing it real loud, or I was maybe not fully present. I wasn't sure. But the very last fourth thing that you did put me just almost like in a coma.
Oh, nice.
Whatever that fourth one, I really dropped in like, but it was like that. I could feel, I couldn't think it or nothing. It was like, I was just like a coma, really. It was so deep.
Nice.
But thank you so much. Overall, the whole experience was very lovely.
Oh,
and
thanks,
yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the great feedback. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Spirit Song types blessings and love to all. Thank you, darling. Yeah, those first chimes I played, my main concern was that they might be too loud, but I'm surprised to hear that they were really soft. Of course, the automatic volume control on the computer might have had something to do with that. Janice types, delightful, always love you singing. Did someone just mention my name and they were sending me energy? Well, not that I heard. If you heard that, Janice, it must have been your inner ear, possibly. But I'd wager pretty good odds the allies are sending you energy. Oh, Spirit Song says perhaps the angels. Could be. Some part of our divine crew is probably sending you energy. Janice. Pancha Avatar types, that was beyond, and has a whole bunch of hearts. Thank you, brother. Oh, just as a reminder, we've opened up a new section of the forum for people who'd like to volunteer to help other members, and Brian has jumped in. So Brian Scotty put his phone and email in there. So if any member feels like they would like support, he's volunteering. Of course, when you volunteer in there, it doesn't obligate you to help every single person who shows up. You can, but it's not required. You can pick and choose who you want to work with. But I'm really glad that Brian broke the ice and became the first person. I'll announce that in our weekend newsletter that'll go out on Saturday too. That he's in there and encourage others to also step up and volunteer to help other members if they're so inspired. And Brian's really good. He holds a beautiful field. Okay, any other questions or comments before we wrap it up? All right, looks like we're done. So thank you all so much. Appreciate you showing up. Thanks for coming in for gentle healing. If you're available tomorrow night, Thursday, at 8 p.m. Eastern, we'll be doing Ask Me Anything. And I welcome your questions at that time on whatever subject feels appropriate. And, of course, especially the themes we work with in Awakening Plus are the ones I am most excited about answering. All right, many blessings to all of you. And goodbye for now.